We're joined this morning by Craig Holden from Surf Life Saving Queensland. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
Good. Now, mate, you had a start of your season last weekend and a pretty big weekend to get started on. You got a warm one and plenty of people around.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. It was a really nice weekend. It was a bit of a mixed weekend. We had fairly windy conditions on Saturday, but Sunday turned into a really, really nice day and a really warm one. So it was great to see so many people out and about enjoying the beautiful conditions. And I can tell you one thing, mate, there's a lot of visitors and a lot of tourists in town at the moment, which is great for the local economy.
Yeah, you can tell that, like the caravan park's full, so all of the caravan parks are full.
Yeah, that's right, and that's a real barometer for how many people we're going to have on our beaches, because we have so many caravan parks that are adjacent to our beautiful beaches. So if the caravan parks are full, you know that they're going to flow down onto the beach, and it's going to keep us really, really busy.
Okay, how did last weekend go? Everyone behaved themselves, getting back into the swing of things, going to the beach again?
Yeah, exactly right, mate. And I've got to give everybody a big rap for doing the right things. You know, we've been off the beach for quite a while, so people probably can be forgiven for not remembering what they should and shouldn't do, but everyone was really well behaved. Everyone was doing the right thing. We didn't have to do any rescues, so that's always pleasing. And yeah, lots of preventative actions and lots of public relations, because, you know, with all the visitors being new to the area, they want to know what's around and what they can do and where they should visit. So we're semi-tourism ambassadors, I think, while we're patrolling the beach.
Okay, now it's going to look pretty good tomorrow and Sunday. As far as we're concerned, Sunday may be a bit breezy, but both days?
Yeah, it's going to be a continuation of these northerly winds through until probably Saturday. And as we know, the northerly winds usually do mean warm temperatures, so it's going to stay warm. We will see a southeasterly change come through possibly Sunday, maybe Monday. So that's going to be quite gusty, and that'll probably whip up some surf and some choppy and messy conditions on some of those more open beaches over the next few days. But those northerly winds should keep things fairly benign, a little bit choppy on some of those beaches that face in a more northerly direction. But if you're looking for a nice protected location over the coming couple of days, Elliot Heads and Kelly's Beach will certainly be the picks of all of our local beaches.
All right. Now, anything that people that are going to go to the beach tomorrow or on Sunday should be looking out for? Anything in particular?
Oh, look, the main thing we want people to do is swim only at patrol beaches, only between the red and yellow flags, and only while the lifesavers or lifeguards are on duty. If you do that, look, you can't go wrong. You know, you've got somewhere where you can swim, you've got somewhere where people are watching you, and they're going to be able to, you know, warn you if something goes wrong. The conditions will be fairly nice. I've just got my fingers crossed that the blue bottles don't come in. With these northerly winds, we could see some blue bottles. I know they're seeing them down southeast Queensland, so fingers crossed we don't get them on our local beaches. And if that's the case, it shouldn't be too bad.
Good on you, buddy. Well, we wish you well again for another successful surf season, and we'll keep up to date with you right throughout the season.
Sounds great. Thanks, Trevor.